How y'all doing this morning? Huh? How you doing?
Tired.
Okay.
Well,
yeah, we had an extra hour of sleep.
Oh, okay, you got up earlier. Okay.
I saw zombies.
You saw zombies. Okay. You know, I've seen my parents without coffee too, so.
Well, anybody listening to the music we've been singing today? Anybody hear some of the words that there seems to be a theme going on?
I know.
What's that?
Well, I drank juice box.
Oh, okay.
Well, the word that we're looking for today is saints. Can you say saints?
Say it. Go ahead, say saint.
Saint.
Saint. All right. Anybody know what a saint is?
A football team?
It is a football team. Sort of.
Well, I was
I guess they're not exactly the Jets, so at least they're okay.
Well, I was playing outside.
Oh, play outside. Anybody else know what a saint is outside of the football team? And
okay, a saint
there's a couple different kinds. Saints, when we talk about saints in the Bible,
St. Paul will talk a lot about saints. And those are anyone who follows Jesus.
But sometimes in the church, you'll see saints that have a big S in front of their name, like St. Andrew's, like the church, St. Andrew.
And those are
men and women that for one reason or another, because of their faith, we remember them.
You know, can you name any other saints other than St. Andrew?
St. Annie? Okay, can you think of any other saints? St. Patrick?
You know any saints?
I can scrap.
All right.
You know any saints?
St. Paul, yes.
You know any more? You know any saints?
Okay. Well, there's a whole list of saints, you know, with big S's in front of their names.
And now yesterday,
on the 1st of November.
Well, it all starts with the end of Halloween. Anybody remember what happened Friday?
What was Friday?
Halloween.
Okay.
Now, Halloween is one of those words that come from, you know, All Hallows Eve. Anybody know what an Eve is?
A day of four.
A day of four, yes. It's usually a day before a holiday. And so All Hallows Eve was the day before All Saints Day, which is the 1st of November. Now, All Saints Day is kind of unique of holy days in the church. It's one of our major holy days like Easter and Christmas. But what's kind of different about it is it's one of those that doesn't have a place in the Bible. All the other holy days in the church, the big ones like Christmas and Easter, are an event in Jesus' life. But All Saints Day, yes, bud?
Well,
okay.
Juice.
Okay. We're going to get this kid some juice after church.
So yesterday we kind of celebrated all the saints, you know, some have special holy days, but sometimes they don't. But yesterday we celebrate all the saints. Now today is called All Souls Day.
That's okay.
And today is a special day in which we remember those people who came before us, who taught us about Jesus. You know, those people who, you know, are no longer with us, but we still remember them. You know, like for me, it's like my grandpa, who was very important to me. You know, he's with Jesus now, but he really taught me what it was to be a Christian by showing me how important it was to help other people out.
And then there was this wonderful priest who,
you know, went, you know, who's now with Jesus, but Dad, right before I was ordained, his name was Father Bob, who really, in my early days, as I was trying to figure out if I should be a priest or not,
spent a lot of time talking to me about his faith.
And, you know, the list goes on how many people have really taught me a lot about
what it means to live like Jesus. Anybody you know teach you about how to be like Jesus? Who has taught you about Jesus?
Grandma.
Your grandma? How about you? Anybody teach you about Jesus? You? Oh, me? Anybody else? Nobody else. We're going to be talking to your parents after church.
Airplanes.
Airplanes teach you. Anybody ever teach you about Jesus?
No.
Your mom and dad?
The Bible? Any people? Any other people outside your mom and dad?
You.
Well, me? I've been named already.
Sunday school teachers?
All right.
Miss Olive.
Yes, so a lot of people have taught us about Jesus, and some of those people are with us as we see today, and some of those people are not. They've gone on to heaven and are with Jesus now, but today we remember them all. And after communion today, we're going to be reading a list of people who are very important to us. People who, taught us all about what it meant to believe. Now, today, I hope that you all take a little bit of time to think about those people who have helped teach you about Jesus, and maybe even say thank you to them afterwards, okay?
I know.
Oh, yeah? Is this about Jews?
Well, Daniel say I'm not a good boy.
Who says you're not a good boy?
Daniel.
We're only talking to Daniel. You can tell Daniel, you're one of the saints, just like the song tells us.
Okay, now, why don't you all go back to your seats and you listen to this last verse of this song, okay?